Josh Tumble, director for the Alpha League of Federal Agents, had finally found his mate. She sat in front of his desk, talking about something. Her luscious lips were moving, and her bedroom eyes were fixed on him. And God, how he wished he had her in his bedroom, naked and begging him to take her. It didn't seem likely at the moment, though, not with the frown on her face. She introduced herself as Sergeant, or was it Lieutenant? Maybe Major? Candace Obermeyer. He'd call her Candy. He wondered how many licks it would take to get to her creamy center. Her beautiful eyes narrowed and her scrumptious mouth puckered. Ah, fuck. She'd stopped talking. Hopefully she hadn't said anything important. Her brow raised.
Director Tumble, did you hear a word I said?
Of course, he lied. Every word.
And you have no comment? She asked with a sniff.
Fuck. He'd never expected to make an ass of himself in front of his mate. That had been a long-standing fear of his. He'd find the one, then chase her off with his caveman mentality. His mama had taught him well. He knew all the mistakes shifter men made and how to avoid them. But would he? Obviously not. I'm sorry, Major, he started.
Sergeant Major, she corrected,
her gorgeous lips pressing into a tight line. Well, shit. He just called her a rank 4 levels lower. She was not happy with him. The military took their rank and file so seriously. Sergeant Major, I apologize. I was a bit preoccupied. Fantasizing about licking you all over. And missed your last remark.
I said, she repeated with a soft growl, I am shutting down your department.
That certainly got his attention. How could she possibly shut them down? They were specifically commissioned by the National Intelligence Board to do dangerous assignments that would kill any normal human. Was it possible she didn't know they were special? Looks were deceiving. Should he tell her? No, that was above his pay grade. Calmly, patiently, he knitted his fingers together and laid his hands on his desk. Sergeant Major Obermeyer, he breathed out. My group has been in operation for many, many years, longer than most other organizations in D.C.
I am aware of that, Director Tumble.
Please, call me Josh. He flashed her his white smile with perfect teeth. He'd spent his entire teenage years wearing braces and stupid retainers, so the damn things had better be nothing less than flawless.